Why talented people line up to work at certain companies while others desperately post job openings that no one answers. The difference isn't salary, perks, or even company reputation. It's the magnetic pull of exceptional leadership. Think about Steve Jobs returning to a nearly bankrupt Apple in 1997. Within a decade, he'd built one of the world's most valuable companies. The secret wasn't just brilliant products, it was his ability to attract extraordinary talent and inspire them to do their best work. This magnetic quality isn't reserved for tech visionaries. It's a learnable skill that transforms how people experience working with you, turning leadership from a position you hold into a force that naturally draws others toward you. Magnetic leadership begins with authenticity. Warren Buffett discussing his $200 billion mistake, or Zappos CEO Tony Hsieh broadcasting company meetings online. Authentic leaders admit they don't have all the answers. Eileen McDonnell, CEO of Penn Mutual, learned to surround herself with talented people rather than pretending omniscience. Selflessness means prioritizing your people's success over personal ambitions. Ron Bryant, president of Bay State Noble Hospital, transformed his approach by asking, "What can I do for you?" instead of expecting his team to serve him. Strong communication ensures people actually listen. Research shows employees whose managers respond within 24 hours feel significantly more engaged. Charisma enables you to paint compelling visions others find irresistible, growing through genuine confidence and consistent positivity. Transparency builds the trust necessary for genuine connection. As Larry Broughton of Broughton Hotels notes, we're in the relationship economy. People want to do business with people they know, like, and trust. Vision allows you to see possibilities others miss, while resilience provides the courage to confront uncomfortable realities and persevere when situations seem hopeless. Here's an uncomfortable truth. 65% of U.S. managers are disengaged from their own jobs. Since managers have the greatest impact on employee engagement, this creates a cascading crisis. Bad bosses remain the number one reason people quit, with poorly managed teams 50% less productive and 44% less profitable. The costs multiply beyond recruitment. When employees resign, productivity drops as colleagues scramble to cover gaps. You lose not just the departing person, but potentially their entire team. Florida State University research reveals 2 out of 5 bosses don't keep their word, and rather than admitting broken commitments, many simply pretend they never made the promise. Promoting someone unsuited for management means losing 3 times: the failed leader, the excellent individual contributor they used to be, and team members who leave because of poor management. Only 10% of managers can effectively motivate teams, review performance honestly, build relationships, overcome adversity, and make productive decisions. The rest cost their organizations far more than their salaries. Companies buy loyalty with free snacks and ping pong tables, but with average tenure at 4.6 years, just 3 years for workers aged 25-34, these perks clearly fail. What works? Treating employees like free agents and demonstrating daily why they should stay. Rob Castaneda, CEO of Rocket Service, models work-life balance by openly leaving to coach his children's sports. Rob Nixon of Panalytics takes a radical approach with his leaving speech, a first-day conversation acknowledging their inevitable departure and expressing hopes for their growth, contributions, and fond memories. Money matters, especially for young graduates drowning in debt. Regular compensation reviews aren't optional. What employees actually crave? Respect, meaningful work, growth opportunities, honest feedback, and leaders who invest in their development. Career development consistently tops priorities. New hires quickly ask about preparation for their next move, training, mentorship, and promotion timelines. Leaders who can't answer watch their best people leave. Walk into an Apple store or Trader Joe's and you'll immediately notice something different. Employees aren't clustered together complaining while customers wander aimlessly. Management works side by side with staff. These companies have mastered the magnetism equation. Magnetic leadership plus incredible customer service equals explosive growth. Companies with highly engaged workforces outperform peers by 147% in earnings per share. Walk into any organization and you can sense its health without seeing financials. A silent, joyless workplace signals trouble ahead. Exceptional customer experiences have become so rare that when we encounter them, we eagerly share them. Unhappy employees create unhappy customers, while happy employees create exceptional experiences that pull customers back repeatedly, even at higher prices. Today's digital landscape has transformed everyone into critics. Customers write real-time reviews from their phones. Employees post candid assessments on Glassdoor, where over 8 million company reviews influence not just recruitment, but business relationships. Potential customers research companies and may avoid those with engagement problems. There are no secrets anymore. Treating employees as well as customers isn't just right, it's essential for protecting your reputation and ensuring profitable growth. Magnetic leaders actively recruit rather than waiting for HR. Catherine D'Amato, CEO of Greater Boston Food Bank, invites keynote audiences to connect for informational interviews, hiring most executives this way. With 5.4 million job openings, passive approaches fail. Speed matters in hiring. A 2015 Career Builder study found 69% of job seekers are less likely to buy from companies with poor interview experiences. While methodical companies create excessive hoops, competitors make offers first. To accelerate, maintain quarterly network check-ins, cut hiring decision makers by half, compress interviews into one day, and start reference checks when candidates become finalists. Seek talent in overlooked places. Talented individuals often work service jobs temporarily. Workers over 50 bring reliability with modest demands. Economic downturns create opportunities to tap excellent talent pools, particularly stay-at-home parents returning to work. The best leaders surround themselves with people who match or exceed their abilities. Being irreplaceable traps you in place forever. Penn Mutual CEO Eileen McDonald exemplifies this. Her company fills a third of positions internally and constantly seeks new opportunities for talented employees. Magnetism requires consistent effort. Your charge naturally fluctuates. Strong relationships ensure minor missteps won't derail your leadership. Being magnetic means doing better, not more. Five questions keep you aligned. Am I fully present or just going through motions? Do I shine light on my people more than myself? Would I want my child working for someone like me? Am I worthy of those who've entrusted their careers to me? What can I do today to improve 1% tomorrow? Surround yourself with committed leaders through mastermind groups for brainstorming, education, and accountability. Ensure your network is honest, committed, confidential, and supportive. Avoid autopilot. Continuously challenge the status quo. If you're not advancing, you're falling behind. Improve incrementally, mentor others, attend conferences, stay current on trends, embrace failure, and connect with frontline employees. As Harpoon Brewery CEO Dan Kennery notes, millennials won't tolerate disconnect between values and company. Model magnetic behaviors daily. Your influence extends beyond your active career. Leadership isn't managing a company, it's connecting with people. The magnetism for exceptional leadership has been inside you all along. When truly magnetic, people don't just work for you, they choose you again and again.